You're listening to Reno Dads on KWNK 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada, and renodads.com. So here we are. We're going to start off with our first podcast. I've got Mike McDowell, David Bradfield here in the studio. I'm Jonathan Salkoff, one of the Reno Dads. And we're going to try to do this once in a while, once a month. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, we'll get in here as often as we can.
One of the things we thought we would do is just introduce ourselves. I'm the host of this episode. I probably will do a lot of this if I can, and I'm looking forward to that. My name is Jonathan Salkoff, and relatively new to the Reno area. Been here about 2 years. I have two teenage kids. One's a girl who's 16, Eleanor, and my son is Nate, and he's 14. I'm into sort of being a dad here in Reno. I'm learning a lot about the area because it's a new place for me. I lived for a long time in Virginia, grew up in New York. So I'm, on the West Coast for the foreseeable future. I'm really enjoying the access to the Tahoe area and all of the skiing and all of the outdoors activities. It's been a great couple of years getting to know this place in a much more detailed way. With me, I have Mike McDowell and David Bradfield. I'd love to have you guys just introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about yourself.
David Bradfield here. I am actually a fifth generation Nevadan, which is how all native Nevadans identify themselves by generation. Grew up here, went to school here, went to the University of Nevada. Prior to taking a job with the Central Intelligence Agency, I was undercover overseas in the Middle East during Arab Spring and all that jazz, and then my wife and I decided we need to get out of that environment. So we moved home. We have two boys now, and I still tell everybody that the greatest adventure I've ever had is with those two little ones. They are 8 and 4.5 at this moment.
Yeah, and I'm glad you got to share that, Dave, because I thought a lot of it was going to be redacted. A lot of your background was going to be redacted. So that was a treat for the listeners.
We could tell you, but then we'd have to kill you.
Just said North Africa. What did I say? No. Dang it, that might be classified.
We're going to edit.
We're going to have to bleep that out.
If David's intro is about 4 seconds long, know that we had to cut a lot of it out.
Hi, I'm David.
For your safety, the listener. And so this is Mike McDowell. I'm also born and raised in Reno. I'm probably only a third generation Renoite here, so you made me think about that one, Dave. But I've also got two boys. They are not, Dave and I don't share children, but I also have an 8 and a 4.5-year-old, as luck would have it. And as far as I know, our wives didn't plan it that way. But it worked out that way. And so Dave and I go a long way back as well. We met back in college, fraternity brothers. We both left Reno after college. I spent some time in Virginia also, Jonathan, and then in the Midwest, Chicago area, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, a little time in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where very few people have been and come back to tell about it. And so then now working back here in Reno, and my history is in marketing and advertising, and have been in the marketing agency world for many, many years, and then just recently moved up to the University of Nevada, Reno, in the marketing department there, and doing good work for the university now.
You're listening to Reno Dads on KWNK 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada, and renodads.com. I thought we would start with maybe we should start talking about what Reno Dads is all about. I don't know, Mike, if you want to start into that, we can kind of get a sense for why it is we're here.
Yeah, we it was probably about a year ago now, but Dave and I and a few other friends were sitting around a table tipping some liquor, as we tend to do.
Bourbon.
And yeah, bourbon specifically. And really just started to... I think we were talking about Reno Moms, actually, and Reno Moms has existed for about 5 years or so, and we go, why isn't there a voice for Reno Dads? And instead of just complaining about it, we said, well, let's just do it, and that's kind of my style and Dave's style, I think, is like, all right, let's just do it, and so we did, in all fairness, put a plan together about how we would launch this thing, but then in March of 2017, we put the site up live, and and had a team of writers, and really just the idea was, let's celebrate fatherhood, at least right out of the gates, was to celebrate fatherhood.
And at this point, we started just writing content, and now we're into full content creation, throwing events, just we're everywhere now, because it just started taking off as part of the fun that we were having with our own kids and each other.
Mm-hmm. When we go, you know, what's the reason for putting some time into this? Why are we going to do all of this? It's not that we had all this extra time. As a dad, you rarely have free time anyway. And then, you know, we're volunteering to coach the kids' sports and said yes to being on the board of everything. And so we're like, well, let's add another thing. Why not? We thought, you know, let's give dads a voice. Let's have a forum for shared experiences so that there just is a place. And we knew that that wasn't really something dads are historically or traditionally comfortable with, is having a space to talk about fatherhood. We realized, even when we sat around and drank bourbon and whiskey, that we weren't even really talking about being dads. So we're like, well, what's the forum? What is there a place for this? And the bottom line, we just thought it'd be fun. And I remember, Dave, there was one criteria. You said it would be all worth it if we got one free meal out of it. So we said, if we can just get one free meal, we can chalk this up as a win. So we've got several at this point, which is, we're, you know,
in
happy
spades,
to report.
Meals in spades.
Yeah, so we're well fed. It's keeping the energy up. And then I think what was what really became a differentiator for us in terms of the angle of this is we started to look a little bit deeper, because yeah, free meals are great and having a lot of fun with it, that's all come with the territory. And we started to look a little bit closer at maybe having a more altruistic purpose to this. And we start looking at these stats, and we look at how many kids have grown up with no father in their household. And it's somewhere in that kind of 1 in 3 to 1 in 4 kids have grown up without a father in the household. And we start to look at all the, I'll label them societal ills. We look at youth suicides. We look at homeless and runaway youth. You look at the statistics for rapists, high school dropouts, et cetera. And it was all 70, 80, 90% of them grew up without a father in the household. And so we thought, well, that's an interesting connection. So we go, well, obviously having a father there, having a father in place is an important factor to this. And we thought, let's step that up one more step. Instead of being just present, physically present, you're sitting there looking at your phone while your kid sits next to you looking at their tablet. That's not quite, it's nice, you're there.
The proximity.
But it's not quite fatherhood as we saw. So we really, the common thread that you'll see throughout Reno Dad's content is active fatherhood, and that is to be present even when you're present. Take presence up a level and say, you know, how can you be interactive? What are the conversations you can be having with your kid? What are the things you can be doing with your kids so that it is more than just sitting there with them? And I that's a big step. Don't get me wrong on that. Being there is a big step. But how do we get into some of those roles that can really even benefit the kids more?
Right. And one of the things I was thinking about too, from the standpoint, this is Jonathan, thinking about being a participant in this, was the Reno aspect. I don't know, David, did you, mm-hmm. I mean, what are some of the things that are making this uniquely, again, there are a lot of dad blogs out there. I know there's a pretty, it's not quite as active as the mom blogs, but I mean, what do you think in terms of the, you know, the content and the sort of presence here in Reno is, I mean, what are we, you know, what are we trying to achieve there? Is there, you know, sort of a goal, or what have we found over the, you know, the now it's, you know, 6 or now almost 8 months, you know, what's going on with respect to the Reno side of it?
Well, we found that, you know, being a dad's more than just being part of the, in the living room, doing that kind of stuff. So being part of the community was where we really wanted to focus, get out there, get to see what are we doing with our kids, whether it's out in the mountains, doing hiking and mm-hmm. those kind of things, all the way down to visiting the community shops in the area, visiting some of the activities we have for children, things that we could do with our children to experience Reno and Northern Nevada and all that it has to offer. And we're out there doing this stuff anyways, so we wanted to see how could we put this into a website and encourage more people in our community to say, hey, there's more to Reno than just the same two or three things. Let's bring some new community shops, community activities to the masses and advertise it out there for them.
Yeah, and I'll say Dave and I are both Reno born and raised, and we take great pride in this community. We love Reno. We both actually left Reno after college, took jobs outside of Reno, and speaking for myself, if nothing else, I really missed Reno. I missed a lot of the aspects. It gave me some perspective on what I really loved about it, and I came back, and I obviously Dave came back as well, and so we thought too, kind of again from the altruistic angle, if we can improve fatherhood even just here in Reno, then we've done a little part to make this community better, and it makes me feel a little bit better about that.
Yeah, I'm fairly new myself. I mean, we didn't kind of get into our own mm-hmm. backgrounds here, but I came to Reno only about 2 years ago, and found you guys through social media, which mm-hmm. I think, to your credit, both of you guys have really been super active on it. I know that's been a part of it is the community building, but it's also, getting the reach, getting the audience. I mean, I think there's a difference between really audience and community. And I think, we're sort of crossing over into that community sense, that community feel of interacting with people and not just trying to reach them with advertising. And I really, mm-hmm. I'm really seeing, the fruits of that. I'm watching the traffic itself, but then also the engagement. And that's been really fun to see, just sort of organically. And I think, from a standpoint of just being a part of it myself, having found you guys at the baseball game during the summer. So that was really fun. And I think those activities and those types of interactions are kind of growing that from a blog and content standpoint.
And we're looking for more opportunities to do that. So of course we started off with let's have a handful of writers, a handful of dads. Again, these are all local dads writing for local dads. And we thought, well, outside of writing, outside of providing content, how do we get local dads together? What's another forum that we can create? And so we have been doing those sorts of events, and we'll talk about a little bit. We'll talk about at least one of those in this podcast here today. But I think that all of that really is coming together to form this larger community presence that is just more than content or more than just social media, but it is just sort of a support for dads. And interestingly enough, we're still finding that moms are a major conduit of information to dads still, and more so than I thought. So dads, step it up out there, okay?
And that said, moms, keep tagging those yes, right. on our post.
Keep sending those things around. They'll eventually read them,
Yeah. And we knew that was going to be a challenge going into this. It's something that we articulated to each other. We said, we know one of the challenges with dads is we know that dads are not out there actively seeking information about parenting. They're not the ones that are likely to go by the What to Expect When You're Expecting book. They're not the ones that are out on the internet daily looking for how can I be a better dad? What kind of crafts can I do with my kid? We're just, I don't know why it's not part of our nature typically, but it doesn't seem to be. So we thought, well, at least if we can be providing the content and not to make too much of a Field of Dreams kind of philosophy of if we write it, they will come, right? Like we thought if we put it out there, eventually it's going to trickle its way in and thank you, moms, again for distributing information for us.
You're listening to Reno Dads on KWNK 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada, and renodads.com. So what we're going to do here is on a weekly basis, or not a weekly basis, we're going to try to do this on a pretty as frequently as we can basis, try to sit down and talk about some of the topics that have come up. We had a theme that sort of came up for our first go around at this, and it happened to be, of all things, hair. Which is a problem for me because I don't really have that much. I'm just going to say, I don't know how you guys pick this one because I'm the guy in the room that's like sort of the most follically challenged.
Rub it in.
Yeah, right. But it was sort of fun because it was my first article that went up on the site. Mm-hmm. And it was the very first thing that came to me as a topic to write about. I will tell you that when I met you guys back in August or July, whenever it was, mm-hmm. The first thing that I thought about was, my experience taking my son to the barbershop. And, a barbershop, a proper cut, a proper men's barbershop with old-fashioned style chairs and the mm-hmm. sort of natty, natty dressed white white shirts, black vest, sort of old school barbershop. And it's a you know, as I wrote, a sort of a particular pleasure of mine to go to a place like that, because I feel like it is a very masculine, very, you know, sort of manly thing to do. But it doesn't feel manly in a, you know, sort of mean way either. It feels very real. It feels mm-hmm. very sort of comforting. And, you know, I wrote about it from the context of watching my son really sort of experience that. And I, as I described it in the article, really, what does it take to sort of prepare your son or your children in, you know, in any context for their adulthood? And, you know, again, modeling the behavior, helping them sort of, you know, exhibit certain behaviors, or, you know, how to interact with, you know, grown-ups in this case, and then ultimately letting them sort of make their own way with that.
What I thought was really special about that article is that it's a rite of passage, right? And it's interesting. It's a rite of passage for two people. It's a rite of passage for you, the father, and it's a rite of passage for your son. And those rites of passage, I think, are really special moments for any father. Those are the moments you want to be there for, right? You don't want to be this absentee father that missed these special moments in your kid's life. And as a kid, you want your father present there for that. So that I thought that was a really amazing point to be able to witness while reading through there, was to witness what that experience was like, what that rite of passage was like. I hadn't thought of that in many, many years. And so it brought me back as well. And I haven't let my son give his own direction yet. He's my oldest is 8 years old, so I haven't let him decide quite yet, or at least he's not comfortable yet with giving direction to the barber. But I'm anticipating that moment now, and through the article and what that experience was like for you, I'm anticipating it now.
In addition to the rite of passage, which Mike and I are very big into that topic, going back to our fraternal days. But I actually like the social aspect, teaching a kid this necessary social skills to interact with the world at large. And while it might just be a barbershop, but having the assertiveness to give direction to another adult on what you want, how you want, or what you expect out of that, whether it's a relationship or whatever it is, what you expect to get in the deliverables. And that's a social skill that, you know, can't be taught too soon, and it's a fantastic mm-hmm. opportunity in the barbershop setting.
That's interesting, because I was reading a book not too long ago that sort of highlighted what helps people succeed and what helps children succeed. And one of the points was, if you're taking them to the doctor's office, you sort of prep and say, well, what questions are you going to ask the doctor about your health? And that's almost aligned with this experience, that you give them that confidence, but it also seems to make them feel like they shouldn't be afraid of talking with adults or of authority figures, that they should be able to interact, and they should have the ownership over their own haircut, their own health, whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe environment in that regard, especially the particular mm-hmm. barbershop that, you know, I sort of described, and Troy and the gang down there. And I just I remember as I wrote about the sort of very first haircut and what that felt like, and only because we had done such we made such a big deal about it when he was little. I mean, he might have been 13 or 14 months old or something like that when we first got his haircut, and mm-hmm. and, you know, the grandparents were there, and the, you know, the video camera was out. I mean, like, these are, again, these moments that you capture, and again, it sort of brought me back to that moment of his very early youth as not even a toddler. The kid didn't walk. I don't think he'd walked until he was probably 15 or 16 months old. You know, he's sort of one that liked to be carried around. And, you know, it was just that moment of seeing him in the chair with Troy and watching him have that conversation, and it all, you know, kind of washes over you. I mean, mm-hmm. fatherhood is one of those things that you sort of do every day. Like you said, you sort of, like, if you're actively engaged in it, you're thinking about it every day, probably, I hope. And that's kind of what the, you know, the sort of point is here in some regard. But I think also, like, you know, it's stuff that kind of sneaks up on you, right? I mean, you sort of, like, have this moment, you're like, oh my gosh, my son, like, he's getting to be nearly a grown up now. Like, how did that happen? And I think I have teenagers, you know, my kids are a little bit older, so I have, you know, sort of a little bit longer runway on this. But I do think watching you guys, especially with younger kids, sort of really be conscious and present and really sort of thoughtful mm-hmm. and engaged about it is something that I think is a great thing, you know, just to watch and witness, but also to, you know, to be talking about it and really and celebrating.
I don't think you know the moments are moments until they've passed. It's interesting that and it, like I said, it sort of prepares me having read your experience or know more about your experience to say, well, that moment is coming, so maybe I can prep myself. And again, I'm not talking about getting a plan together. I don't mean to prep in that sense. Just sort of make sure I don't miss it. Right, and make sure I'm consciously there and not on my phone while he's getting his hair cut and that sort of thing. Go, hey, this could be a really valuable moment, a valuable memory for me down the road when all of a sudden I blink and I'm sending kids off to college.
Well, that's one of the interesting things about this entire project that we're working on. You know, the Reno Dads, it's not just being active, but also being conscious. I'm now more thinking about what kind of impact is this activity going to have on my son? What are the lessons I'm teaching him and how is that going to impact him? So it's more of a conscious, not just there, not mm-hmm. just active, but consciously thinking about the entire concept of fatherhood and what I'm imparting in the same thing here in this entire barbershop discussion.
Mm-hmm. So Jonathan, what did he choose? How did he, what kind of haircut did he
go with? I mean, it's a typical boy haircut, right? I mean, the kid has a big fop, you know, of hair, and he's sort of lucky that way. I mean, thankfully he didn't.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd take a fop of hair.
Yeah,
right about now.
And the funny thing is about it is that he, you know, all of the discussions around like, you know, how do you want it styled in the back? If you want it, you know, pretty close. And again, he is he has his own opinion of it, and I wanted him to express that. I think that was really important to make sure that we get to a you know, get to a place where we can, you know, express that on his own, and he has opinions. And you know what? Like teenagers, I'm going to tell you guys just as a, you know, heads up, they have opinions and they are not.
What?
I know, man. I got to tell you, like, it has been a very interesting transition from the preteen of, you know, sort of mostly compliant, sometimes a little stubborn, but now it's sort of like full on, like, you know, asserting their independence, asserting their, you know, own authority over their wishes and, you know, what they want to do. So it's all
it's like you created an independent person or something.
I don't know what's up with that. How did that happen?
It seems like no better time to teach them those social skills to be out there and, you know.
Yeah. No, it's been an education for me, too, I think, from that standpoint. I'll just say, you know, I'll leave it at that. There's a lot going on, you know, from our family dynamic.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what my first time telling a barber how to cut my hair was, and I honestly don't remember because I took hair advice from my mom for the longest time, and she would tell the barber on my behalf that to give me a little boy's haircut, which was apparently everybody knew what a little boy's haircut was because no one, right. No barber ever said, expand on that. Yeah. What do you mean? They said, all right, little boy's haircut it is.
Mark 1, mod 0.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. And then, you know, even moving into, I think when I was, you know, 13 or so, even still, my mom had convinced me that women loved long hair. And I bought it. And essentially, I ended up, looking back at the photos, I'm pretty sure I had a mullet is what I ended up with. So I don't remember when I finally got a good opinion, but hopefully it probably didn't take for quite a while. Yeah.
I got to say, I didn't think too much about it, about how to describe my haircut. I just, you know, just describe it really quickly until I was overseas in the Middle East. Some Egyptian guy's cutting my hair and he doesn't speak English. So not only do I have to articulate with my hands and everything I want him to do, but it just takes that whole description of how you're going to describe your haircut, how you're going to be assertive and make sure that that guy does what you're looking for, even when there's a barrier like language or knowledge of my style or any of that.
Knowing your style, Dave, your style of matter-of-factness, I always figured you would just say shorter as a way to describe your haircut when they ask what you want.
This, but shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break.
You're listening to Reno Dads on KWNK 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada, and renodads.com.
All right, so we're back and we're still talking about hair. We had this theme that came up, and again, I'm really shaking my head at this whole idea, but here we are. And then one of the things that we did as part of the local community was we set up an event, and maybe it was Mike's idea, and I would just love to hear how it came to be, because I loved when I saw this go up. I have to say, this was a phenomenal idea, because I know what it was like when I was, you know, dealing with this issue, which I'm going to let you tell all about, because it was it was definitely a thing when my daughter was younger. I had to learn on the fly.
Yeah, and so what Jonathan's referring to is that we had put on a father-daughter hairstyling class, so a clinic, if you will, for fathers to learn how to style their daughter's hair. And I have two sons, so I actually don't know. I don't know the pain you feel. I don't know the pain that you fathers with daughters feel. But one of our writers, Luigi Iupa, wrote this article about that, just that. You know, what it's so hard and to style girls' hair. And so again, the empathetic part of me said, "Well, let me help you. let me help you with this." And we started talking with some local, I thought, well, let's do a clinic then. Let's teach dads how to do that. I think that's an appropriate role for Reno dads. And we found Paul Mitchell Studio here in Reno, and they were all about it, all on board. The owner of Paul Mitchell locally is a dad of daughters, and so he's got the experience. And so we had a clinic, and dads and daughters showed up in droves, and we went through the steps, and there are a few really interesting points that I'll share with the audience. And again, things not having daughters, I didn't know, but we talked about one of the very first things was to how to brush your daughter's hair. And I barely brush my own hair. So I go, well, this is really basic. Do we really need to cover how to brush a girl's hair? And as the dad started to brush, the little girl squealed out, "Ow, and I was like, "Oh crap, this is going poorly. All these little girls are in pain." And the instructor says, "This is totally natural. You know, when we have women in our salon here, their scalps are so much tougher than men's scalps. Men's scalps are soft because you don't go through all the pulling that you typically do with little girls. And so it's really interesting. Women, as they get older, have these really tough scalps. You could pull on that hair and it doesn't hurt them at all. So it's all part of the process. And we find that dads, when they're trying to brush their girl's hair, as soon as they let out a little squeal, the dad backs off, throws hands up in the air and says, "I'm so sorry, my little princess. I'm so sorry I hurt you." And it's really quite the opposite. They go, just grind on in there. And you think dads or guys, it would typically be tougher, right? Like, deal with it and just kind of comb it out.
Rub some dirt in it.
Yeah. That's how a dad would stop. I got you. Grind some dirt in there. And he goes, yeah, it's the opposite. So, you know, I know you want to be tender with your daughter. And then we've historically been taught to be very tender with our daughters. But let's, you know, go for it and grind it out. So that was interesting. And then they instructed them on some other sort of hair care, how to get the static out, how to get snarls out, that sort of thing. And then we went into three distinct hairstyles. One was a ponytail. And again, from the sideline, that seems like a really easy hairstyle to pull off, is to put a hair tie. I had to pause there. I don't know all the terminology. I had to think for a minute. I wanted to say scrunchie, but I'm pretty sure that's a different thing. And
different era.
Yeah. That's back from the 80s and 90s probably, or even before. And so to put a hair tie on, I thought, well, that's really easy to do. And apparently it's not. And I've never had to try. So it's really simple for me to say that's easy. So we did the perfect ponytail. We did a three-strand braid and then a pinned bun. So essentially they ended up taking the braid and then spinning it around cinnamon bun style, cinnamon roll style. I don't know how to describe this to, again.
Princess Leia hair?
There you go. Yeah, one Princess Leia bun, but like on the back of the head. I'm
Sorry,
struggling with the terminology. It's like, hey,
yeah,
hey,
no, I just saw
hey, guy with two sons, describe styling daughter's hair.
Princess Leia.
And so we're going to have to pay Star Wars a royalty now. Thanks. We can't afford that. So we did those three styles and they did great. And what was interesting, so on the bun too, apparently you roll up a sock, you take a crew sock and you cut the toe off of a crew sock and you channel the hair through that sock and then roll it up. That essentially forms this bun. So it was fascinating stuff. I didn't think you would ever throw a crew sock into your daughter's hair as a way to style, and that being the right way to do it. It seemed like that'd be the wrong way.
It seemed like a pretty successful event. What kind of feedback did you get from the dads who attended?
They loved it. It's a moment. One, it's an opportunity they'd never had before. So, you know, they could try it out on their own. And someone's like, yeah, I've watched YouTube videos before and I've tried this out before, but I didn't really feel that confident in trying it out. So, one, I think it gave them an opportunity. Two, it was a memory they got to share with their daughters, something that was special for their daughters. To be there with their dad and show that the dad really cared. That really is the thing that warms the cockles of my heart is when I see dads out with their kids and showing, like it's more than just lip service, showing that they want to be involved and showing that they want to be there with their kids. So we got great feedback. We filled up right off the bat. So we'll be doing another one here. We're looking at February at this point with Paul Mitchell Studio once again here in Reno, but keep an eye open for the next one.
Very cool. So typically we're going to do different topics from episode, episode to episode. We want to see what sort of resonates with the community as we're putting out this content, as we're holding these events, as we're interacting with the dads and moms that we get to, get to meet through all of the different channels, all the different places that we are. And so, let's see, we're on Facebook, Reno Dads. We're on
Instagram.
We've got Twitter. We don't have a Snapchat, right?
Nope.
Okay. Not going to.
Not going to have a Snapchat.
We're not cool enough. We're still just lame dads.
Yeah, right. Come on, Dad. And then, so maybe what we can do is, let's see, what are, just real briefly, maybe we can talk about, do we have a list of, or sort of a view to some of the events that we have sort of on the calendar? Do we know what's the next couple of, months look like? I know, we haven't really, set anything in stone, but what are you guys thinking, David or Mike? Which ones, do we know what we've got kind of planned?
Yeah, really. So in the beginning of 2018 here, again, we'll do another hairstyling clinic for dads and daughters. We are working on a date still, but look for a dad joke battle. So if you're familiar with this concept of a dad joke, it's really just sort of this typically pun-based joke, the kind that you'd read on a popsicle stick or a Laffy Taffy wrapper. But we'll be doing a head-to-head battle, and you may have seen videos of this online from time to time, but it's essentially a head-to-head battle where dads will face off and tell dad jokes in hopes that you can get the other dad to laugh and therefore disqualify them and move on to the next round. So I think that'll be a lot of fun. And then we've had some requests, and we've got to work on exactly the forum, but we've had some requests for just sort of a dad happy hour so we can get some dads together and just tip a glass and whether they talk about being a dad or get to talk about something other than being a dad for a little while and meet some other dads in the community, then we'll look for that opportunity too.
And there was one other thing I wanted to mention that came up because I did meet and spend some time with Colin Smith, and he mentioned doing sort of a knife skills class, mm-hmm. which I thought was really interesting. As far as a cooking class, I know.
And Colin Smith, for those who, he's pretty renowned here in Reno, but Colin Smith of Roundabout Grill.
You're listening to Reno Dads on KWNK 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada, and renodads.com.
We're back with Reno Dads, and what we thought we'd do here is preview maybe for our audience what we think we might do on some of the next podcast episodes. So this is this is our first go at this for the first Reno Dads podcast, and what we're looking for is to hear from you, the listeners, hopefully there's more than one. I know my mom's gonna listen, so that's good.
But yeah, I like that you presumed listeners.
Hopefully there's more than one, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you would like to hear us talk about. I mean, we're having some fun in here. We're trying to figure it all out. We don't have the answers, but we are absolutely up for just about anything. So, you've seen the content that we've put out there. You've seen the events. You've, hopefully gotten to know us a little bit here in the brief couple of minutes we've been, sort of talking here today. Let us know what you're interested in hearing about. We can talk to people. We can talk to local dads. We can talk to local people that are, you know, in the community and hear from them, you know, services mm-hmm. that you're interested in. And we'll go out and we'll get that content. We'll go get those people and we'll bring them into the studio. We'll chat with them and we'll get them on the air.
Yeah. If you've got an aspect of being a dad you'd like us to talk about, if you've got a challenge that you've experienced that you'd like us to talk about, if you've got a dad that you'd like to highlight, we can bring them in and shine a spotlight on who they are as a dad. So all sorts of opportunities here. Just let us know and we're game.
You've been listening to Reno Dads on KWNK 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada and renodads.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Reno Dads. And subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join us here for our next show, and we'll see you online at renodads.com.